Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
You gotta get bored by baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, there's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to for the two-minute grill more than Trevor Story. And I want to ask you about the best advice you ever got for base stealing, because congratulations, you're good at base stealing. What is the best advice you ever got when it comes to base stealing?
Yeah, I think just that it's a mindset. There's a certain mindset, a certain aggression, a certain conviction that you have to have to be able to do it right. And there's a lot that goes into that, you know, with the scouting and doing your homework. And there's a lot of trust that goes into it, too. But it's really, that's the biggest thing, is that it's a mindset and you have to be aggressive in doing it. Because if there's any type of hesitation, it's... you know, you'll find ways not to go.
Have you always been that way, or was it the fork in the road moment for you where you're like, I'm pretty good at this, or maybe somebody said something?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a fork in the road because, you know, I would come up or coming up with Colorado, you know, like I've said, Nolan and Cargo and yeah. Ian Desmond, those guys are behind me, so I'm trying not to get thrown out. You know, I'm in scoring position at first, so. That's still the case here, but it's like, you know, it can make such a difference. It can put so much pressure on the offense or on the defense that, yeah, it was definitely in Huddy. Huddy's really, you know, he's the one that's really pushed me in flow to be like, man, like, you're like, almost you should be getting thrown out, you know, that to the point where you're not going enough, you know? So that's kind of, you know, taking more chances, I guess.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm going when I feel like I'm going to be safe.
Yeah.
Those guys are always pushing me to take more chances, not reckless, but, you know, just being convicted in what we see and going ahead and maybe taking more chances. But that's kind of what's led to me feeling really confident in it. And once you get kind of to a certain point, you realize, you know, you can shut it down if you need to.
How much is it the lead? Like, I know that that's sort of it might be an obvious question, but I saw, for instance, you know, I was looking at Roman Anthony the other day. I'm like, he's like 2 feet off the bag and the next thing he steals. So I think, but how much for you is it the lead, and how has that evolved?
I mean, that's kind of my best kept secret.
You have the big lead. By the way, like, yeah. Analytics though, right? Yeah. Show that you have the biggest lead, right? Right.
Yeah. That's kind of
sorry to reveal your secret.
No, I mean, it's obviously out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's where it starts. And yeah, I think over the years, like, I've had one of the biggest leads in the big leagues, and I think I'm fast, but I'm not like, you know, I'm not Trey Turner burning out there, you know, so that little half step that I can get is huge. And obviously that's closer to second. And I think the art of the pickoff, and, you know, there's, like, to be honest, there's not many guys that have really good ones. So
yeah. Do you feel like that's the art of the pickoff has dissipated a little bit? Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
And it seems like since the pitch clock, guys just aren't as worried about the running game. So
yeah.
It's a lot of good combinations for base dealers. And, you got to take advantage of that.
Do you mark? Do you mark where you want to lead?
No, I just have a thought in my head.
Okay.
I have a routine about how I get out there. And,
okay.
It's usually the same every time. I think I get around like 12 feet on the lead. So
okay, who is the best? Who is the guy the most? Because I know that you like a challenge, right?
Yeah.
And who is the guy that you've stolen off of that you're like, man, that's a challenge? Because as you said, like, there's not a lot of guys who have great moves, but you have had guys who have great moves. Who is the guy that you're like, this is? I'm digging in. I'm gonna steal off this guy, even though he has a great move.
there's not pitchers that come to mind with that, but it's more about the catcher, and that was Yadi.
Oh.
Yeah. When I was able to steal off Yadi, I was super proud about that.
Yeah.
You know, that felt pretty cool.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.